Heather, exciting news. The Delaware Art Museum has announced its 2020 exhibition schedule. Let's talk, what can we expect in 2020?
So the year actually will start off with the shows that we are opening this fall. Angela Fraley, Sound the Deep Waters, which is an exhibition that we have commissioned work from an artist based on some things in our collection, particularly based on some female artists and female subjects in our collection. That show opens here October 5th and runs through April of next year. The other big show that opens this fall is Posing Beauty in African American Culture, which opens October 19th and runs through January 26th and is about 100 photo-based works, many by African-American artists of African-American subject matter. So those are our shows that open this fall that will be running through the beginning of next year. And then we launch into new shows, including Layered Abstraction, Margot Allman, and Helen Mason, which is part of our Distinguished Artist series, a series that we launched this year in 2019 with our Loper Loper exhibition, honoring artists who have been an important part of Wilmington's artistic community for a very long time. So the show of Margot Allman and Helen Mason will feature work from over 50 years of active making in this area. Both are abstract artists, and they work in all media, so there will be prints and paintings and sculptures and even contemporary jewelry and ceramics from Helen Mason as well. So a really exciting exhibition pairing these two women who have been active here for a long time.
All right, so what else can we expect?
So those are some of that's some of our big shows. Another show is Julio de Cuna, Modernizing Myths. De Cuna was a professor at the University of Delaware in their art department for years, as well as being a painter and printmaker. And this exhibition is also part of our Distinguished Artist series. That runs February 29th through May 10th. So it opens a little bit earlier than Margot and Helen's show, which is March 21st through September 6th. So a nice long run for Margot and Helen. It's going to go right through, it's going to open in the spring, go right through the summer. And then in the fall, we have a small show, Fantasy and the Medieval Past, of mostly contemporary illustrators who were influenced by Howard Pyle's versions of medieval subjects. Howard Pyle illustrated his own and wrote his own version of sort of the Arthurian tales, the tales of King Arthur. And that his work has influenced many contemporary illustrators, and we're featuring four of them in this exhibition. It runs September 26th through 2020 through January of 2021. And then finally, this big, beautiful, exciting show that we will have in our large exhibition gallery in the fall of 2020 is Lewis Comfort Tiffany, Treasures from the Dry House Collection. So Lewis Comfort Tiffany, the maker of stunning stained glass windows and lamps and gorgeous blown glass vases through Tiffany Studios, his work will be featured as our big fall show in 2020, and it really is a stunning collection. It's drawn from a Chicago collection, the Dry House Collection, which has over 1,500 works to choose from, and they really chose some of the just most classic examples. So the lamps, the most beautiful riveting lamps that were made by the Tiffany Company, seven large stained glass windows, landscape windows, as well as more decorative ones, and then also incredible vases, some of the floral form vases, as well as some of the other types of vases, all the different types of glass you're expecting in a Tiffany show, all the kind of rich, luscious color that you're expecting will be featured as well. So a really exciting fall show for us next year, and part of an exciting lineup for the year.
Sounds like it. We're talking to the chief curator of the Delaware Art Museum, Heather Coyle. Heather, what makes this lineup, this exhibition schedule that you've been talking about for the past several minutes, what makes this so exciting?
I love the balance. One of the things we're always trying to balance at the Delaware Art Museum is balancing some important regional artists, but also putting them in a national and international context.